Well, I'm thrilled that you're here, otherwise I'd be talking to myself. So I'm glad you're here to listen and to absorb and to be healed. We're going to talk about divine healing. I'm not an artist, I just draw anyway, as you know. You will know if you haven't seen me draw before. I want to tell you the difference in divine healing and medical healing so that we'll all be jumping off on the same platform from the same diving board. Now, you're a spirit being. You live in a physical body. This spirit man is either lost or saved. I like to draw him this way. This man is lost. Has the nature of Satan. Now look, this spirit man is born again. Has the nature of God. Has eternal life. Eternal life doesn't mean to live forever. You know, the sinner's going to live forever, but he doesn't have eternal life. Right. Eternal life means to have the nature of the eternal one. So this man has the nature of the eternal one. Now, when we talk about medical healing, doctors are working from the outside, working with the physical body, coordinating what they do with the laws of nature as they understand them. Medical healing is a wonderful thing. We're for medical healing. We're for doctors and surgeries and prescriptions and anything that works for you to bring you out of sickness into health. But medical healing is severely limited. It doesn't always work. You can give two people with the same disease, the same identical symptoms, the same prescription. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Now, we're not talking about medical healing. Medical healing comes from the outside. The doctor's working only with the physical body. You're a spirit being. Your spirit man is born again. And divine healing comes from the inside out. Now, this is very important because so many times hands are laid on you and you say, well, I'm not healed. I don't feel anything. Well, it begins in the spirit. You're not going to feel it when it begins. Is that good news or what? It's working. It's working. The Word of God is working. It's working. Said He sent His Word. He sent His Word. He sent His Word and healed you. And the Word works from the Spirit from the inside out. So in spite of the fact that you don't feel any different, don't look any different, you may still have your symptoms, may still be struggling with pain. If you're putting the Word in, the Word is working. And one day that spirit man is going to be full of the Word of the living God. It's going to burst out of there and your body's going to say, hey, hey, something's happening here. Now that may take 24 hours. It may take 24 weeks. I don't know, but it will work. God's Word always works. Medical science and the intervention of medical science may work. Most of us would be dead today if it didn't work. We've depended on medical science. But as we lean on God, we lean on the power of heaven, and always works. Always works. And from the inside out, you begin to amend. So what we're doing is going to put the Word of God in you over these next five sessions so that you have something on the inside, and you can know what you have on the inside is going to come to the outside. It is going to work in your mortal body, in your mortal flesh. Now, we're going to talk tonight about the origin of sickness and disease. Where did it come from? Look at Romans chapter 5. If you didn't bring your Bible, I assume you have it memorized. Is that right? So I'll trust you to bring it next week. Romans chapter 5. We're going to put some word on the inside. Now, we teach overseas. We teach healing for 40 to 60 hours. Obviously, there's a lot you can say in 40 hours. I'm not going to be able to say in 5. But do I ever have good news for you? The day I got saved, all I knew was Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I got saved on that one little sentence. I didn't know a lot. Didn't know I was going to be a new creature. Didn't know I was going to have eternal life. Didn't know eternal life was possessing the nature of God. Didn't know old things were passed away. Didn't know anything about the shed blood. Yet I got saved. It doesn't take a lot of knowledge to get saved, and it's not going to take a lot of knowledge to get healed. It just takes something on the inside. Something where? Where are you putting it? Where is it going? It's going inside. You put something on the inside and the Word of God works mightily. It will begin to work from the inside into your flesh and into your mind. If you have mental struggles of any sort, the Word of God works for the mind. The mind can be plagued just like the body. And the Word of God always works. Now we'll talk about where disease came from, and it's a relief to us. This is knowledge helps me so much. Look at verse 12 of chapter 5. I can talk really fast, but you don't have to worry about it. I'll repeat it to you. You just turn up your ears on high speed, okay? Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. You see, as by one man sin entered, who would that one man be?